And it's time now for part two of our morning conversation. And happy to be joined by some Boy Scouts from Troop number 418, along with the Scout Masters here as well. And guys, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself so we know who we have with us today.
I'm Ethan Dislin.
I'm Dylan Meyer.
And Jeff Haugen, the Scout Master.
Okay, we do want to talk a little bit about the annual Citywide Cleanup Day, which is coming up this Saturday. Can you guys tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, for Citywide Cleanup, it will be on May 13th, this Saturday, and we will be going around town and picking up all the items that people have brought out.
If you want to have items out for you, I'd recommend calling the City Hall and donating whatever you see fit. Depending on the amount, is depending on how much you'd have to donate to us.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about some of the other guidelines. I know there's some things that you will pick up and some things that you won't pick up. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we can't pick up any paint, batteries, household chemicals, electronics, TVs, appliances, refrigerators, stoves, washers, dishwashers, heaters, anything with electrical or like paints.
And in terms of building materials, we require they have to be cut into 4-foot lengths with nails pulled, and materials have to be securely tied in the bundles weighing less than 45 pounds.
Now you have, it looks like, three different price points. Can you tell us a little bit about the different costs for the amount of debris that people would have?
Yeah, if you have a small amount of debris, it's a minimum $30 donation. Medium amount would be $50, and a large amount of debris is $70 and up.
And I guess if anyone has any questions about that, they can get a hold of City Hall. And I understand the deadline to do that will be on Friday before noon, correct?
Yep.
So I know you guys are going to be out working hard on Saturday with this. Some of the money that you were raised in this, what are some of the things that you have that your troop has planned for that money?
A lot of the money we get from this, we tend to, it all goes to camp or other scouting activities that we tend to do throughout the year.
So it all goes to a very good cause, and you guys stay pretty busy during the summer months. So what do you like best about being involved with the Boy Scouts?
Camping, a lot of camping.
A lot of camping, kind of, now that I'm a bit of an older scout, it's kind of teaching the younger scouts the ropes.
Now, I know I asked Jeff this a little bit earlier, we're not quite sure of the answer, but you guys been, Boy Scout troops have been doing it for quite a few years in Four City.
Yeah, I believe we're pushing close to 40 years, I think, or better. So
this has been going on for a long time. It's really a nice event to do this in the spring. It's a big annual event. And again, just go over some of the rules again that people have to follow on Saturday.
No electronic items, no paints or chemicals, and for like any building materials like wood, it needs to be cut into 4-foot lengths with nails pulled out and securely tied into bundles weighing less than 45 okay. pounds.
And you're going to start bright and early, mm-hmm. 8 o'clock on Saturday morning until you're done. How long does it usually take to get everything wrapped up?
2 to 3 hours.
Okay. So it'll be a lot of hard work for you on Saturday morning then.
Mm-hmm.
But the city helps out quite a bit. It's great that the Boy Scout troop can partner with the city. It's really a great benefit for a lot of folks in town.
That's correct. The city of Forest City has been awesome to work with. We help them. We partner up, we divide up into three groups, they section off the town, so, you know, it's very well planned out. I really need to thank the city of Forest City to continue to let us do this fundraising, as it's a large portion of our revenue for the year. I also want to thank all the residents for participating. It's important to provide a program in town for our youth. Currently we have 14 scouts in our group. We're very active. We meet weekly. We do service projects, and we also provide an awesome summer program. So,
now, Jeff, if somebody is interested in getting their children involved with the Boy Scouts, they could just reach out to you and get that
information? Yeah, they could call my home phone number, which is 641-581-2579. I would glad to meet up with anybody that's interested to explain the program and show them what we got to offer and hopefully get them signed up for the group.
Well, I do want to thank you guys for taking the time to come in and visit with us. The Forest City Citywide Cleanup Day is coming up this Saturday. It's going to start at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, And you do need to prepay. You can stop by the City Hall before noon on Friday to do that. And if you have any questions, you can contact the Forest City City Hall at 641-585-3574. And they will have all the right explanations. Thank you guys for stopping in this morning.
Thank you.
And we've been visiting with some Boy Scouts from Troop 418 for the Forest City Citywide Cleanup Day, which is coming up this Saturday beginning at 8 o'clock.